This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A $1 trillion infrastructure plan that would help states nationwide has been approved by the Senate, a vote that sets the stage for a bigger package. And here to explain is Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, we're talking about two different packages here. Give us an update.
Sure. So there was a big test of support for funding for a generational commitment to physical infrastructure, and the bill that was under consideration in the Senate, it takes about $600 billion of existing spending and adds about another $600 billion in new spending, and that passed by an overwhelming majority. 69-30 was the margin of victory for this. So now it goes to the House for consideration. At the same time, the Senate also took some procedural steps, Bill, to pass what's being loosely called a human infrastructure bill. This is something that is a series of expenditures ranging from housing and education to expanding Medicare and things like that. And it has a price tag of $3.5 trillion. It's somewhat more controversial. There doesn't appear to be a lot of support from Republicans in the Senate. And there was a procedural vote where that moved forward, but the final vote really won't happen until the end of the summer, probably right after Labor Day, because right now the Senate's not in session. So this is really a two-step process. That's what a lot of people thought would happen. The first bill, the smaller one with a $1.2 trillion price tag, that's being done on a more bipartisan basis. And then this other human infrastructure bill will be more expensive and therefore more controversial. And that vote is going to be coming a little bit later on. So now the focus turns to the House. It also has to approve these things. And there's some controversy there about the timing of this. And some people want to see the physical infrastructure bill be voted on first. Other people don't. So we've got a ways to go here in the proverbial sausage-making process before this all settles out.
And that is to be continued. And turning to other news, Chris, we've discussed in the past exports to the European Union and some of the roadblocks and challenges with that. But now there's a new dairy export verification program that could help. Can you explain this?
Sure. The European Union market of over 300 million consumers is a very attractive one given the income levels there. And so that's an important opportunity for us to sell more dairy products there. But the Europeans tend to throw up barriers to keep us out of those markets. The one that we've talked about oftentimes is the common food names, where Europeans insist that they started all these things with some of the older cheese names like Parmesan, and so therefore only products from Europe or Denmark or other places in Europe can have those names. The other thing more recently, though, that was an impending threat against our exports was health certificates, where we have to jump through a bunch of hoops and increase the amount of red tape that we have to fill out in order to export U.S. products, because we have to attest the fact that they are produced under healthy conditions, which we know they are. So the good news here earlier in August is that thanks to extensive negotiations with the European Union and also with our government representatives, primarily USDA, we've achieved a major success by resolving this challenge. Basically, the European Union agreed not to impose any overly burdensome new requirements for U.S. dairy exporters. There's only going to be some relatively minimal amounts of additional information that will have to be performed to verify that our exports can flow to Europe. So this is a very important agreement because it means that what could have been a major impediment to additional dairy sales to Europe is not going to materialize.
As far as a timeline, give us an update on where we're standing with these verification permits.
The other positive development in this story is that we received good news last week when the European Union agreed to extend the deadline for these new health certificate requirements from August 21st, which is just around the corner, to January 15th of next year. And those additional 5 months should give U.S. officials and the dairy industry more time to resolve some last-minute details and how this is all going to play out. So we're extremely pleased that our investments of time and negotiating resources to tackle this challenge has resulted in us maintaining our market access to Europe and them not imposing any new trade barriers that will deter our sales there.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more on National Milk's policy priorities, milk pricing and economics, and latest news, head to nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.